One very important rule is that dimensions imply function. You want to choose your dimensions based on the function of the part. When a person reads your print, he or she should get an idea of the part's function and which surfaces are important. Let's take a look at the two figures shown. In the figure, try to locate the surfaces that most of the dimensions originate from. These surfaces are known as datum features. They are important surfaces. Notice that there are two dimensions that don't originate from the datum features. This is the 0.50 dimension and the 1.00 dimension. The 1.00 dimension placement is telling us that the distance between the holes is important. Perhaps these holes will mate up with pins on another part. The 0.50 dimension is telling us that the height of the cylinder is important. In the second figure, we see an alignment gauge, where a hub is aligned on a base. Note the datum features. They are indicated by the datum feature symbol. These are boxes with letters inside. Note that datum feature A is a surface that mates up with the base. Mating surfaces make good datum features. The hub has two holes that mate up with pins. We would expect that these distances would not originate from the datum feature.